And we are following a story this morning from Afghanistan where that government is giving private security companies 4 months to get out of Afghanistan. The big concern is a majority of U.S. military contractors are providing base security for our troops and also protecting convoys moving about. We check in this morning with Dayton Congressman Mike Turner about this Afghan-imposed deadline.
Having just returned from Afghanistan, I do have significant concerns about Karzai's edict. The U.S. is protected by about 19,000 private security personnel at both our embassies, military facilities, and protecting significant personnel. The transition is really too quick. Karzai has a concern that goes beyond just the U.S. security personnel that are there. There are thousands of security personnel that are protecting warlords and drug lords in Afghanistan in the areas where the Afghan government clearly just is unable to assert jurisdiction.
When you read his concerns, you wonder if he shouldn't be seeing some of the stories from our soldiers who are questioning the allegiance of the Afghan army itself and whether or not they are very ready for duty, so to speak.
Well, absolutely, it's a concern that the Afghan National Army is just not ready to provide security and the type of protection that these private security firms are providing, even those that deploy Afghan nationals that protect the U.S. When I was down in Kandahar, I received a briefing from the NATO personnel there, and they've indicated that one of their biggest threats down in Kandahar is the thousands of unlicensed and warlord-employed and drug-lord-employed security personnel that operate seemingly outside of any government structure. I'm sure that Karzai has a concern that their growing in power and stature could be an overall threat to his government.
Congressman Mike Turner reporting from Dayton area, talking about the Afghan imposed 4-month deadline telling private security firms to get out.